In the early days of movies, the black and white silent films were actually shown in tents, like the circus. The first indoor movie theater opened in 1902 in Los Angeles, and the era of the Nickelodeon, which showed movies for 5 cents, took off shortly thereafter. Sound came to the movies in the 1920s, and by the end of that decade, about 90 million Americans were going to the movies every year. Soon, there were glamorous movie palaces and an explosion of popular drive-ins, both icons of the mid-20th century. And finally, the IMAX theaters and megaplexes that became a common weekend destination for families in the 1990s. But by then, movies had started coming home with us. VCRs and video rentals were often a cheaper alternative to a movie ticket. And in the 2000s, the digital era delivered vast libraries of movies for home viewing, accessible with just a couple of clicks to anybody with a subscription. Movie ticket sales peaked in 2002 in North America at almost $1.6 billion, but had fallen to $1.2 billion by 2019. Then, of course, there was a global pandemic. In 2020 alone, movie theaters lost billions of dollars in revenue, while subscriptions soared for streaming services like Netflix and Disney+. The pandemic forced what you might call a recasting, right, of the entire movie business.